evening. Tonight's shiur will concentrate on Chag of Chanukah, Ba'al Yom Tov Chofei Kislev, this Tuesday evening, and hopefully we'll try to mention a few aspects that one should try to extract from this beautiful Chag, this man of Nissan Niflos. We add on to our tefillos and to our brichas hamazon, al nisim, al purkim, al gvuros, al chuas, al mechomos, shesusa lavasin ba'imohim bazman hazeh. The Chanukah is not just a period of time that miracles happened. We expound, and we're more specific, and we say that we should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be thankful for the nisim, those miracles which are above the law of nature. But then we continue. We say Purkan, which means Gula. HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed us from the hands of our enemies. But we don't finish with that. With Nisim and Purkan and Gvuros, we see the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're able to menaseach, win over our enemies. Rabim mi'amatim, the small army can defeat a very powerful and mighty and large army. But we're not finished with that. Not only do we say the greatness, and we're specific in terms of Purkan, of redemption, of Gevuros, of seeing the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but also Achuos. Chuos refers to salvation ruchnius, spiritually. We were uplifted spiritually. And not only that, mechamas. The mechama, the Klal Yisrael, the wars that Klal Yisrael experienced from the time they entered the land of Canaan, Eretz Yisrael, able to conquer their enemies, the war itself, how they conduct themselves in the war. We don't have to go too far back to a six-day war, to a war of independence in 1948. And we see in the Muhammad itself, in the war, there's so much to be thankful. How they fought. No professionalism. No professionalism. The 1948 war. We see the Boreal. Chanukah is a zman, a period of time, of the nisim niflos, of miracles, a happy Klal Yisrael. This is expressed in the mitzvah of Hadlokas HaNeris. Hadlokas HaNeris is a mitzvah that one should light the candles every single night. When it comes nighttime, for 8 nights, and we're pronouncing Baruch of the Hadik Ner Shachanika. But that's not the only Baruch. There's a second Baruch, the first night, a third Baruch, Shechion. This Baruch is not unique to the midst of Chanukah. But many times, every Yontif, we say Shechion. But there's another Baruch, that's middle Baruch, the second Baruch that we say every single night. Nisim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed Nisim in Klal Yisrael. And it's bullied, it's obvious in the Chanukah. We express this concept by adding on a candle every single night. The halacha is that one fulfill the mitzvah with only one candle. If he doesn't have the third night three candles and the sixth night six candles, he's yotze with the mitzvah of neri shebeso. One candle can fulfill the obligation for the entire bias, zechiv and the bias, one candle. But yet, we paskin, like Beis Hillel, Moshe v'Holich, we add on a candle every single night. And this represents Mahajan Mina Mahajan. We are Mahajan Mina Mahajan. We go above and beyond the halacha, the demands. And I imagine every Jew does this, regardless of how he observes other mitzvahs in the Torah. But this mitzvah relates and makes sure that on a candle, every single night, Mahajan Mina Mahajan. Above and beyond the obligation. We are expressing something. We are expressing something. Why does one say, does one fulfill this mitzvah of Mahajan and Mahajan? Why is this such a necessity? It's a necessity. And in fact, one does not, according to many poskim, light the candles until he lights all the candles. He pronounces the bracha, I'm saying, he first pronounces the bracha, but he does not light the candles until he lights, he pronounces both brachas, Ahadim Nerusha Chanukah and Shas and Nisim Lavasinu. Both brachas. And then he lights the candles. And not before, according to many poskim. Mahajan Mina Mahajan. Why is it so necessary to be Mahajan in this mitzvah? Is it so necessary to have a talis noah and sukkah noah? If one has a sukkah, but it's not so beautiful. If one has a Torah, a talis without an atorah, without a gold, silver piece covering the talis, is he fulfilling the mitzvah of talis, of tzitzis? Sure is. There's an added dimension, a mention of hidden mitzvah, which is part of Zekeli Vamveu. It's not the fun of mitzvahs. Make mitzvahs beautiful. So if that's the case, then the Chanukah should be the same thing. It's just the hidden mitzvah. But yet we find it's not just the hidden mitzvah of adding on a candle every single night. It's what Chanukah is all about. Chanukah must have hidden. Must have where we glorify the mitzvah by adding on a candle every single night. Why is it so? Perhaps the answer to this is to understand the nisim and neflos which occurred in the time of Chanukah, the great miracles. At this period of time, we see that in the Torah, it mentions this idea that by Chanukah, there's a concept of Mahajan or Mahajan Mina Mahajan, which becomes an integral part of the mitzvah itself and is not considered like having a talis and a Torah on top of the talis, or to have a beautiful tzitzis with a tefillin bag or tzitzis or a talis bag. But it's an integral part of the mitzvah. Why is it so? Because if we were to really analyze the period of time, the time of Chanukah, Chazal tell us that the nace itself came about because Klal Yisrael, specifically the Kohanim, were not satisfied with fulfilling the mitzvah according to law. They went above and beyond. They were moiser nefesh. They gave their life for something, for an idea that's perhaps al pidin, according to law, they didn't have to. Chazal tells us in Shir Hashirim, "Bishor shehemi Nebuchadnezzar tzelem, Nebuchadnezzar harosha." This evil man took a statue and demanded the people should bow down to that statue, to that god, with a small g. And Chazal tells us at that time that every nation of the world appointed representatives to represent the people. And by Klal Yisrael, there were three individuals, like every other nation. There's three individuals. Of Hanania, Mishael, Azariah. These three people went and asked advice to Daniel. And he said, is it Tzelem? Should we bow down or not? And Daniel said, I don't know the answer. Go to Yechezkel HaNavi. And he asked Yechezkel HaNavi, he said, I have a Kabbalah. I have a Mesorah. I have a tradition from Yeshaya HaNavi. Chavi Kimat. Hide. Run away. Don't put yourself in that situation. Run away. Hananiah Mishael Azariah said to the Navi, no, we want to follow not the law, we're going above and beyond the law. We're willing to give up our lives. We refuse to bow down to the Tzelem. We'll die instead. That means they went with them Mishur Sadin. More than what the law requires. Why? Tell me. Does a mother and a father, a husband towards his wife, follow the rules of the book? When do you smile with your wife? When do you say hello? How many times a day should you call her? Is there certain rules? If the rule says three times, what happens if you call her four times? If the rule says you should spend so much for the anniversary present, that means you can't spend any more than that? If you spend more, doesn't that show a greater love? Doesn't that show a greater love? If the husband says, I want to go above and beyond, that means there's no rules. There's no limit. There's no limit. So Hananiah Mishael Azariah, we're willing to be thrown into Kivshon Eish, to a furnace of fire, rather than bow down. This was the beginning. This was the beginning of going above and beyond that which the Torah requires. The Torah wants us. They want to see our love. The Kohanim of the Beis Hamikdash should stay there. At time of the Milchama, they should stay there. They don't have to leave. Yet they went out and they fought. Rabbi Miamatim, Gibor Miyad Chalash. And an ace happened. But it started with above and beyond, the Mahadir. I can't be satisfied with the bare minimum. What's the maximum? What's the maximum? Above and beyond. The Nes of Chanukah occurred because Klal Yisrael were willing and wanted mitoch avo to go above and beyond. Above and beyond. Mahad and Mahad. This concept of Nisim, this concept of Nisim, is not only a concept of Nisim of miracles that occurred in the Milchama. This is called Nisim Gulim. Obvious. Obvious to everyone. Rabbi Miamatim, a great, mighty army, falls into the hands of a few. Everyone saw it. You couldn't deny it. You can't deny it. You can't deny a six-day war. You can't deny it. People saw it. An ace! Ask the Israelis, they'll tell you that. An ace! This is a public mace. Is that the only type of mace there is? Ramban tells us in Parshas Bo, "Min anisim agdolim amfursamim, animotiv benisim anistorim, shen yisorah Torah kulo." From the great nisim that happens, the Kriyas Yamsa of Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kabbalas HaTorah, of the Jews going through the Midbar for 40 years. And experiencing so many nisim, the miracles that were constantly in the Beis HaMikdash every single day. those nisim, those miracles, should be an influence on us, on those miracles that we don't see, bigoli, on nisim nistarim. Nisim nistarim, daily life. Whoever does not believe in daily practical life, of nisim, daily, the Ramban says, She'ein la'odim chilek b'toras Moshe Rabbeinu, ha'shinamen b'chol divareinu u'mekreinu, she'kulam nisim, ein bohem teva minhoge shel olam, bein baravim b'miyach. Everything that happens to man, not only publicly, not only the Nes of Chanukah, but the Nes Nistar. Every our actions, from the time we get up in the morning, to go to sleep at night, is nisim. B'teva. Teva? Nature, Zuelikim. That's a Kodesh Baruch. That's all part of Nisim. All part of it. All part of the Nisim. Not Kedir Fateva. This is what we believe. Chanukah, there was not only a Nes Nigla. The Al Nisim mentions Rabim Yamatim Tumatorim, Zayim Yamatim, Gibor Mad Chaloshim. Tells us about the Nes Nigla. But there's another Nes. The Al Nisim doesn't mention the other miracle. What was the other miracle? The Pach HaShemet. This flask. This bottle of oil that can only last one day. That was also a miracle. Why is it not mentioned? It's not mentioned in the Al Nisim. The Gemara mentions it. But not Tfilis, we don't mention it. We mention the Nes Gili. There's another Nes. There's a Pach HaShemet. Lasted for 8 days. It was a Nes. And such a Nes that we add on candles every single day. So Briskerov says, you know why we're Mahadrim and Amahadrim? When it comes to Ner Chanukah? Why? What is the Nes of the Mechoma to do with Ner Chanukah? Why are we Mahadrim on Ner Chanukah? What is Ner Chanukah to do with it? The Neres, why are we adding? How do we show our Hidur, our love for mitzvahs, through the lighting of the candles? Why? Why can't we just light one every night? Why additional one every single night? So Brisker Rav says, the Mishnah says in Menachos, they call up sales kshiras. But there's wicks that they put into oil, which causes the oil to burn. You can have a thick wick, a very thin wick. Very, very, very thin wick. And the light will be very thin, very dim, dim. But it's kosher. It's kosher. So since they only have enough more oil for one night, they could prevent it. The nes. It could last for 8 nights. Leave it to the Jews. Leave it to them. They'll take this thick wick that lasts, sucks up the oil, and doesn't last more than one day, and cut it to 8 parts. 8 parts. So it's 8 parts, it's a thin wick every single day. There didn't have to be any nace. There's no reason for it. You don't have enough money for the whole week, just stretch the dollar. Stretch it, stretch it. You can stretch that dollar. We're good at that. Our grandparents were experts. How they could stretch that dollar. They made a Shabbos meal out of shmatis. A Shabbos meal out of shmatis? I'm not translating the word shmatis. Shabbos meal out of shmatis. You can take that wick in 8 days. It can last for 8 days. Now, pidin, it would be kosher. However, they weren't satisfied with that. They weren't satisfied with the halacha of tumuhutu mitzuber. Everyone's tummy? So he allowed to bring shemen tummy also. They had other shemen, they had other oil. But the oil was not purified. It was touched by people that were not clean. Unclean oil. So what? If the whole tzibur is in that, if the whole congregation is that level, you're allowed to. There was no need for the nes. There was no need to rely on one pach shemen. There was no need. they weren't satisfied. They wanted to be muhuder. So therefore, we are muhuder. More than that. More than that. This nes that occurred in the Beis HaMikdash was a nes nister. No one knew about it. How do you know there's a nes? Only those that were in the Beis HaMikdash knew about it. If he didn't walk into the Beis HaMikdash, and he came in, or he came in every day and you saw it was burning, you would know that that is the same candle that was burning, the same mare that was burning the first night. You wouldn't even know it. You figure it's a fresh new one. Who knew it? The Kohanim. The person that found that the Kohanim that were there, when they found the Pach Shemen that was tar, and he lit it, he realized it was going for 8 days. But the stranger outside, they came in, and had the foggiest notion. They snister. It wasn't Goli Vadua. It's not mentioned in the Alanis. That's what the Ramban is telling us. There's no such a thing as a nes nigla without a nes nister. Everything in life is nisim. This was a nes. And who realizes it's a nes? Who realizes that Pach Shemen that could only last for 1 day after it lasted for 8 days? Only those in the Beis HaMikdash. Only those that are close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only those that learn Torah and Mitzvahs. Only those that are involved in the Beis HaMikdash and Kedusha, they see the nisim. If you're not really involved, you really don't see how every moment of one's life is a nes. I don't see it. It's Mother Nature. It's Mother Nature. I don't see getting up in the morning is a miracle. Going to sleep at night, lifting my arm, walking, talking. If you say a broch every morning, I can straighten up, I can see, I can walk. You say the broch of Melech Olam, Baruch Ato Hashem. You are the Makor Broch. You're the Melech Olam, Pokeach Evrim. Without opening up my eyes, I'd be blind today. There's no chazaka. Because I could see yesterday, doesn't mean I'll see tomorrow. Only a person that's based on Midish sees this in the flows. One cannot separate the nes of the Nechama with the nes that occurred in the Mikdash with the Pach HaShemen. This is a very basic yisod. Very basic. Very yisodis. Very yisodis. And more than that. The Gemara says in Brachas, the Gemara says in Shabbos, that there's a bracha on the Lokas Neres. Mahalik Ner Shechanik. There's a bracha. This really wasn't necessary for the Gemara to mention it. Comes along the Mor Ksiyo, Rav Yankiv Emden, and he says something Chiddush, outstanding. He says that even though brachas are not miyakif, that means if a person puts on tefillin and does not say a bracha, he fulfills the mitzvah of tefillin. If he wears tzitzis without a bracha, many other mitzvahs, does not say a bracha by keshefer, by lulav, he fulfills the mitzvah. Even though he should have said a bracha, if he does not say a bracha for whatever reason, he fulfills the mitzvah. However, by Ner Chanukah, when the Gemara says Sarach Levorich, if one does not say a bracha on Ner Chanukah, he is not fulfilling the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. What? Is that by Megillah also? No. Is that by Purim also? No. I read the Megillah and I don't say the bracha, I'm fulfilling the mitzvah. However, when it comes to Ner Chanukah, if one does not say the bracha, he's not fulfilling the mitzvah. Why is that? Why is Ner Chanukah differently? Different. The answer given is, the Gemara says, if one is holding the candle in his hand, he's not fulfilling the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Why? La'oru Tzorach. I would think he needs the Ner Chanukah, the near to see where he's going. It's not nikir, it's not obvious that he's doing the Shem Mitzvah. So the more the Rav Yaakov Emden says that that's the case, even if you light candles by the window, on the left side, the right side of the door is the mezuzah, you put it on the opposite side. And there's candles by the window, by your table, three candles, four candles, six candles. What does that show? That shows that maybe you have a child, and the child is 6 years old, and you're having a happy birthday party. Happy birthday! I didn't know you had a six-year-old child. How do you show that this lighting lahadlik is halakha? Is not l'oro tzorach? I need light. Remember, in the time there was no electricity. You're not allowed to have hanoah from there. How do you indicate that this is the tzorach mitzvah? Lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. To show that this is a ner Chanukah. This is not a birthday candle. This is not candles I need for light, to read, to count money. I have to see where I'm going. It's the Hadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. To show the what, and that bracha is not sufficient. And show us in Nisim Lavaseinu. After you pronounce both brachas, then you light, according to many poskim. Because show us in Nisim Lavaseinu is not just a bracha of Shevach Vadot Vakosh Baruch Hu. It's a part of the mitzvah itself. She'asa nisim avoseinu is a part of lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. It's not l'oru tzarech. It's she'asa nisim avoseinu. It's the nes or the Kodesh Baruch Hu is with every Jew at all times. No matter where he is. And he indicates this by pronouncing a bracha, and according to Rav Yaakov Emden, if you do not pronounce the bracha, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah. I'm not saying we paskin this way, but there's a beautiful concept. It's a beautiful concept. This is the first aspect. The first aspect is the nes aspect of Chanukah, which expresses itself in our locus aneris, in our lighting, and it expresses itself in Mahadim and Mahadir. That Nisim come about when a Jew is wants with his love, with his heart, not just to fulfill the law, but to go above and beyond, to mahadir, to give up his life, to make the psilas as thick as possible, to let it burn as bright as possible, and not be satisfied with a b'dievet situation. If I don't do such and such, it's good, b'dievet. At least the bare minimum with a thin wick. He's not satisfied with the thin wick. That's one concept, one idea that we learn from Chanukah. The second idea is that the Medrash tells us that Reish Lakish began the Pasuk V'oretz Ha'isa So V'vo. Up in the arts, that this pasuk, the beginning of Bereishis, hints to us four great nations that came into this world. These nations were opposite, were enemies of what the Torah wants for man. Horus Hoysa is Tohu. This is Malchus Bavel. Vavohu, void and no void, and without shape, this is Malchus Modai. Vachoshech. This is Malchus Yochan, darkness. Al Panei Tahom, this is Malchus Risho, is Edom. Four nations. The first, second, and fourth were nations that affected the world. not only Klal Yisrael. However, Choshech, Zu Malchus Yavin, Sheshichu Einem Shal Yisrael V'Gzeroseim, that they darkened the eyes of Klal Yisrael with their Gzeris, especially the time of Chanukah, the time of Bias, Bias Sheni, the second temple. Shoyisa Omeris Lehem, Kisvu Lehem Al Karen Ashor, Shein Lechilik Velokei Yiso. Take that shore that once was an eagle, that you worshipped as an eagle, take the horn and write that you have nothing to do. It disconnect yourself with any connection with the Kodesh Baruch. This is Choshech. This is Malchus Yavin. The Shibut of Malchus Yavin, their purpose was to take Bnei Yisrael and this Or, which represents Torah. Ma'idim Or Yisrael, Orah. Orah is the Torah. And to dim it, to darken it. Yavin came to darken the Or. How did he want to darken the Or? Yavin wanted, the Greeks wanted not to destroy Limud HaTorah, that was Haman. Or Zutorah. So Rashi says Megillah, because he wanted to destroy Torah completely. He wanted to destroy that and no one should learn Torah. That's not Yavin. That's Purim. That's not Hanukkah. Hanukkah came after Purim. Yavanim knew that you can't destroy Klal Yisrael by telling them not to learn Torah. They wanted Lahashkichim Torah Secha. They wanted them to forget Torah. And to forget Torah is not necessarily you don't learn Torah. You can forget Torah by not learning Torah the Torah way. To make it a little dim. To put in the culture of the society into the Torah. The culture. To learn with culture. Not true Torah. But to put Yavin in. The Hashkafis and the philosophies and the ideas of Greek and Greece had philosophy. Oh yes, great philosophers, great minds. Kisul chemezish, Torah Moshe Rabbeinu. The Talmud HaMelech said to the 70 Zekinim, I want you to translate the Torah into 70 languages. What a day that was. That's Ches Tevis, Choshech. 3 days, Ches Tesen. They wanted to assimilate Klal Yisrael, become part of us. We should learn your Torah too. We want a translation of your Torah. We want to become part of you. You and I together. It sounds very nice. Very good. Very good. But you see the results. The results. What was their purpose? Their purpose was to destroy not the goof of Klal Yisrael. That's Purim. Purim to destroy the Jew himself. That's why there's a mitzvah to have a Sefirot Purim. There's a mitzvah, Mishalach Manas, Matos Avyodim, to send foods to help other person in need, bodily needs. Chanukah is a ksas mitzvah to have a suda, a little perhaps a mitzvah. It's mainly ruchni. They wanted to destroy the ruchnis of the Jew, the havdol of the Jew, in 3 areas. Kiddush HaChodesh, Shmir Shabbos, and Bris Milah. wanted to destroy those three main mitzvahs. Bris Milah, Avdolah between the body of a Jew and of a non-Jew. The difference is the body itself, the goof itself. One is circumcised and one is not. One's an oral, one is a skin. It's separated from the person. They wanted to destroy that. No separation in the body. Let's be together. Let's live together. No separation. No Havdalah. Choshech. Darkness. Number two. Kiddush HaChodesh. Kiddush HaChodesh. This Kiddush HaChodesh. Something that HaChodesh is Elohim. We, our Zmanim, our dates, follow the moon, not the sun. The moon is something unique. The moon starts very small, in fact you don't even see it, and slowly appears at the beginning of the month until it reaches its peak by the 14th to 15th of the month, and then it dims itself again. HaChodesh Hazeh Elohim tells us every month, Yom HaChodesh, anew! Every month brings a new person. It's a new moon. It's a brand new moon as if it never existed before. That's what we follow. That's life. Fresh. Every month is a fresh month. Something new. I try to do tshuva on the mistakes of the past month. A newness, a freshness. Come out! The one destroyed that. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. This is a unique Lachem. What did they want? They wanted by Yoko Melech Chodesh Yishol Yodas Yosef. They wanted Melech Chodesh. What does Melech Chodesh mean? Melech Chodesh is Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. It means a new king, a new paro, or the old paro, but didn't want to know anything about Yosef. He made himself new. I want to know nothing about the past. Mitzrayim Yavin tells us the definition of new. New means N-E-W, nothing to do with the past. Chodesh, no remez, nothing. There's nothing here that can tell me about the past. Brand new, it's a brand new suit, it's a brand new home, brand new. I have absolutely nothing here from the old house. No furniture, no clothes, nothing. Brand, 100% brand new. Wow. That's the concept of Chodesh. In Klal Yisrael, that does not mean Chodesh. That's tragic. Chodesh means to take the old and the Chodesh. It's Chodesh. And take that moon and make it new. It's in the Bria. This concept is Bria. The creation was this way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the creation this way. It's not brand new. It's a brand new moon. It's the old moon. It's over 5,000 years old. It's a new moon. To make life, every daily life, to be new, fresh, come out! Yevonim wanted to destroy that. They wanted to destroy Kiddush HaChodesh. And thirdly, besides the goof, besides the zman, the date, they wanted to destroy the Shabbos. The Shabbos. Atu echo mikiach, atu echo, shimuchach mikiach Yisrael. They wanted to destroy the Shabbos of Klal Yisrael. Shabbos kodeshach. V'ahava rotz. That we were Makabel Shabbos before the Torah was given, before Parshas Yisroel, before Mamre HaSinai. We're Makabel Shabbos. Shabbos is a part of our life to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They want to destroy that. Destroy the Havdalah Bein Yisroel Lahavdil. This was Yevanim. And this was darkness. Comes Chanukah. Chanukah and Mechazik encourages the Jew. This brings Vashkichim Teresach. We assimilate this way. we assimilate this way, no matter what. Wherever we went, all of the years, unfortunately, a certain group of Jews have assimilated. They went to the Choshech. They went to Choshech. Hopefully, they'll come back to the Or, to the light. A beautiful life. It's a beautiful life. Life of Torah. Kiman, Kinemitz, V'Torah. This was Yevonim. Yevonim wanted to destroy this Havdol ben Yisolam. These three components. Comes along Chanukah. And our Zman of Chanukah. Lahadik Nersha Chanukah. Lahadik Nersha Chanukah is not just gives light. Gives light. But it's not a light that you can light your cigarette with. It's not a light that you can have a note from. It was the Shabbos for him. You can't use it for personal use. It's a light that shows us this is where Mahavdil ben Yisroel. It's not for birthday candles. It's Mahavdil ben Yisroel. We're different than the Umas Olam. We're different than the Umas Olam. It's not that they have a Mary on December 25th, and we have a happy beginning of December. Merry and happy. Merry and happy. So you have the bush here, the candles here, merry and happy. No. Can't have a merry and happy. There's a Havdalah. A complete Havdalah. Complete division. A complete division. Between Klal Yisrael and Umasel. When we're Madlik Daenerys on Chanukah, it's not enough just to recite the bracha, the two brachas, the first night, three brachas. But one has to feel, one has to feel. It's lahadik ner shechanukah, and shows in nisim avaseinu, and shechiyar v'kiimanu. The idea that Kosh Baruch Hu is watching over us and with us constantly, and also this Havdalah. This Havdalah, when you so amen. We say Havdalah every Masoi Shabbos. In which bracha did we say Havdalah? In the bracha of Atachon Yeram Das. Atachon Yeram Das. In that bracha, if one has in the name Havdalah, in the name Das Havdalah Menayim. Havdalah only comes when a person uses his Das, when he uses knowledge, his intellect, and realizes that we have a different tafkid in this world. Not that we're better than the Goyim. Hashem Baruch Arbonu B'Kol Amim does not mean we're better than the Umas Olam. We have a different purpose. Not to integrate with their culture and their way of life. Not to integrate. They'll go to Olam Habo and we'll go to Olam Habo. We have a different purpose in this world. A different purpose in this world. And this is the Ner Chanukah. The Ner Chanukah shows us this. This Ner. The serious nefesh of devotion and dedication. Not to be satisfied with just the mundane. Not to be satisfied with just the halacha. Above the halacha. Above the halacha. That's why it's hiddur mitzvah. Hiddur mitzvah. This hiddur mitzvah is a mitzvah not like other hiddur mitzvahs. It's not just a beautiful talis, a beautiful lulav, a beautiful esrog. It's a part of the mitzvah. And that's why we postulate Bissell. We don't start with 8 and then 7 and 6 and so on. We start from the bottom and go up. 1, 2, 3, 4, Malam Baklesh. We start up from the bottom, and every single day we see more and more and more. Through our Tfilas, through our Lukas Aneris, this is how a person comes to close the Tokosh Baruch. Chanukah is needed. We need you. We need you desperately. We need this Chanukah. We need you. This gives me a boost. This gives me a boost. Understand what you're saying. The hollow that we say every single day. It's not a half hollow. It's the entire hollow. The entire hollow. And we see the Gevuras Hashem, the Titus Hashem. We see the Nisim Nifos. It's not just Nisim Nifos. It affects me. Ki Gogos is Rahu Ruyum. Other Nisim Nifos. By Yeshua. then I can say, Zekeli Vavil. Zekeli Vavil, I can only praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The name of Baruch Hu tells us if they have two components. You see the Gevuras Hashem and the Yeshuas Hashem. Gevuras Hashem means Kigogo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the rider. The rider and the horse who were pursuing Klal Yisrael, the Mitzrayim, were running into the Yam, and they folded up, the rider and the horse, and they fell into the Yam. We saw the Gevuras, a miracle! Something else. There's a lot of miracles. How does it affect me? And this is by Hilei Yeshua. Every Jew is affected. They were saved, their lives were saved. Once you see the Gevuras Hashem, Yeshua's Hashem, then you say, Zekeli Vavil, or the Keov Yivarmel. Now I can praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can say hello. Every single day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does beautiful things for us. But we can't say hello. Because we only say Yeshua Hashem. I don't see the Gevuras Hashem. I don't see something out of the ordinary when I get out of bed in the morning. I go to sleep at night, it's Tovah Hashem. I don't see the Gevuras Hashem. Sometimes I see the Gevuras Hashem. A miracle happened. A plane twirled around five times and it landed safely. Every single one of us said it was a miracle. That happened in China, not my hometown. I see it's a miracle, but it didn't happen to me. I didn't experience it. Hanukkah is both things. It was a miracle for the world, Gevuras, and Yeshua's for Klal Yisrael. And how is our response? By saying hello. Remember the hollow on Hanukkah. Not only on Lucas and Harris. Hollow on Hanukkah. Hollow to say every word of hollow. There's a chilik of realizing and re-experiencing, living every single day, thanking the Kodesh Baruch. This is what Hanukkah is all about. The Nisim and it flows. That's why we say Al Nisim. It's not just Al Nisim. But we say, we spell it out. Al Nisim, Al Gvoros, Al Chulos, Al Mechamos. Every little thing we detail. The Gulo, and the Chua, and the Ruchnias, and the Gashmias, and the Mechamo. All of this is all part of what this Chanukah is all about. We should be Zoicha, Klal Yisrael. The Mayor of Yomeinu, and say the Gula Shlema. For us and for the whole world.